The Ghana Armed Forces has put in place measures to help ensure effective screening during troop exchanges in Liberia. The move comes in the wake of the dreaded Ebola outbreak in some West African states. Most of the soldiers will be returning home for a new batch to replace them. Liberia has closed its borders to prevent the spread of the disease. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Agri Kwashi, said the army is collaborating with the Ghana Health Service to undertake the exercise. He said the troops have also been advised to report any symptoms of the Ebola virus. He spoke to Samuel Bano.
We are working with the UN mission in Liberia. There are some steps that are being taken on both sides to ensure that our personnel are free from the Ebola. An unfortunate situation comes up and somebody has it. It will be detected early before it gets to a situation where it becomes very dangerous. So some of the things that we are doing is that before they come, they have received a lot of education on the signs and symptoms of the disease. But prior to their embarkation home, all of them will be screened by the UN medical team in Liberia before they embark. And they will also be met in Ghana here by our medical team. When they get here, there will be some random sampling to screen them and then take some blood samples and then test. But in Liberia, samples of all of them will be taken. And they do it a day before they leave the place. And then they get to Ghana, and we also will do the random sampling. And we have alerted all our medical reception stations in all our garrisons to stand by to report any case that will come to their attention. The troops have also been advised to report any form of fever that they get to the medical reception station for the needed attention to be given to them. Anybody who reports anything of that sort will immediately be quarantined and then checked. Steps will be taken to see to it that the case is not an Ebola or whatever it is.
Aside this measures put in place, can you tell us if the Ghana Armed Forces medical team is well equipped to handle such a case when the troops arrive here in Ghana for the second test?
Yes, you see, the medical service is collaborating with the Ghana Health Service. And so whatever plans that are being drawn by the health service, the Armed Forces medical service is also part of it. We have set up some tents within the hospital that anybody who is suspected to be having any Ebola will be quarantined and then checked.
Colonel Kwashi indicated that the peacekeeping troops will not be granted the normal 2 to 3 weeks leave after their return, but will be monitored throughout the period.
All the troops, when they come, normally when you come back from peacekeeping, you are given some 2 weeks disembarkation leave. But in the case of this personnel, this leave will not be given to them. They will all be within the barracks while the monitoring continues until after 2 to 3 weeks before they will be given any such disembarkation leave. Because the incubation period for the Ebola, we are told, is between 2 to 3 weeks. So if anybody even picks it on the very day he's coming, then within 2 to 3 weeks, the signs should show. So that is some of the measures that have been put in place so as to keep an eye, apart from the random sampling that will be done. But there are steps to keep them at a place that we can easily monitor them. The education is not only for those who are coming, those who are going, those of us here. All of us are supposed to spread education to our families, and we are told the shaking of hands is also a means of transmitting the Ebola. As Ghanaians, the way we like shaking hands so much, if we can find a way of reducing handshakes, especially in public places, maybe it will help.